This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, amazing story that we shared with you in the first hour about Radio Touch Deuce. They are broadcasting Haitian music in Miami and have been for 24 years. And they never asked anybody's permission to do it. FCC's not so happy about it, and they have gone after them in the past, have raided their studio, raided their transmitter, taken their equipment, issued a $25,000 fine to the DJ, the operator of the station. He kept going. He kept operating. And now they're coming back at him with a $144,000 fine. He's never paid a dime, apparently, of the original one. And they're also now going after the landlords in that particular case, trying to get them to pony up. Because the FCC is basically, it seems like they're a paper tiger to some extent, meaning that, you know, they are very intimidating. They've got a very big budget. They will send agents out to try to threaten you and question your neighbors, and because that's what they'll do. They'll come and actually knock on doors in the houses in the neighborhood and ask them questions about you if you're the one that they suspect operates the radio station. So they're trying to gather information from your neighbors. You know, they don't know to not talk to the police, so they'll probably just talk, and if they know something about your operations, they might reveal something.
Chances are good
about that. And then they issue a threatening letter, and usually the operator shuts down and calls it quits. They're not in it to, you know, go to court. They're not interested in a knockdown, drag-out fight. They don't want their equipment confiscated, so they just call it quits. But in the case of Radio Touch Deuce in Miami, they are going forward. Even though a $144,000 fine has just been issued against them, they continue to broadcast in Miami. And I love it when I hear stories like this. It's so heartwarming to see courageous individuals actually standing up. As a broadcaster, somebody who, I started my career in radio when I fell in love with pirate radio. I mean, that was what did it for me, was I've never been somebody who likes to be told what to do. I've always been anti-authority. So
you've got a pirate radio bumper sticker still.
I do.
For a long time.
Yeah, that's
right.
You're
in the studio that's on one of your little broadcast, I don't know, deck table things.
Yeah, I was listening to a shortwave pirate operator a long time ago, and he actually had an 800 phone number that he was giving out, inviting people to call in and get like a free bumper sticker. So I called the dude up, and I don't know where I think it must have been like New York or something like that, which is where he was broadcasting from. I was in Florida at the time, so it was one of those, you know, shortwave goes long distance. It's hard as hell to listen to, but he was there.
Yeah, it isn't pleasant to listen to.
But these pirates are good to listen to. They sound good. They're on FM. They, you know, this guy's been on 24 years. Presumably, he knows a thing or two about how to broadcast in that that time frame. But
he's probably learned something.
Man, I just wanted to bring that story to you because I think it's inspirational. I think a lot of people out there are really afraid of the FCC. I mean, it's the federal government, right? This is a scary, big government bureaucracy. They are well-funded. They have offices all across the country, and they issue big, scary fines. Nobody wants to pay $25,000 for broadcasting their favorite music or talk shows on the radio. But the big question is can they really collect the money from you? Can they really get the government, the Justice Department, to bring a lawsuit against you to get an order from a judge saying you have to pay them? Because otherwise, it's just a piece of paper suggesting that you pay $25,000 or $144,000. And as Melanie pointed out, once you've been hit with money, you know, fines that large, it means nothing. It's just so many zeros.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it's like,
numbers.
What's the difference between a $3 million fine or a $300 million fine? Nothing.
From the average
like,
person's perspective,
I mean, what
yeah.
are you going to do?
Right. And
it's,
I mean,
like, it's like when they try to issue consecutive, like, sentences. It's like, I mean, you can write that on a piece of paper if you want, but you can't actually carry it out, so.
Right. And in this case, the broadcaster is courageously just continuing on and playing the music he wants to play and organizing concerts in the community and just basically ignoring the FCC. Oh, what's that? You confiscated my equipment? Well, that's okay. I got another transmitter right over here. We'll just go plug it right in and get back on the air.
I don't know why the FCC is so reluctant to go to court. Like, that part baffles me. I don't know what they're... I mean, I'm glad they are,
well, because you were saying you don't think that the free speech claim would hold water. Legally,
I don't.
Right? So you're saying that's why you're surprised they haven't gone to court, is
right,
because you think it would be a shoe-in. You think they'd be able to get the judgment.
But yeah, because, I mean, it's clearly not a content restriction, so... There's...
But isn't it, it is a restriction against people who don't have the means, right? Like, if you can't afford
that's
the application
never been
fee, really.
In anything.
So, I don't know. It just seems to me like that the claim that the federal government can control the airwaves in a country with so-called free speech, freedom of speech, or even freedom of religion. Like, you know, what if a church goes in and opens up a pirate radio station, then you've got a double kind of constitutional argument of not only is this our free speech, but it's our freedom of religion.
Really? Because, I mean, and this is all legally, so they're allowed to have time, place, and manner restrictions, which this, to me, clearly is. They're saying, this is how you get a license, this is when you can apply, almost never,
mm-hmm,
and this is, you know, where you can broadcast your signals into, and regardless of what you want to say, you know, this is how you do it. I don't know what... I mean, because they do this with other types. They do this with... If a city has, not a billboard, but, you know, a place where you can post on the wall, or if they sell permits to parades, like... You can't go and say, oh, I'm indigent.
Indigent.
Indigent. I don't know.
Poor. It means poor.
Apparently you never
if you have no money, this is what happens when you read books and don't talk to people, but if you have no money, you can't go and say, oh, I can't afford the $25 parade fee. You have to let me block off the street anyway. And then be like, nope, it doesn't matter what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you get a permit for this.
Hmm.
And you either pay the permit or you don't. Because they're allowed to... Like, because if you weren't... I mean, yes, the Constitution does say that you can say whatever you want and with no restriction whatsoever.
But it doesn't say you have the right to broadcast.
Well, that would be a manner of saying whatever you want. And that is kind of, even from an anarchist perspective, a little bit too broad, maybe, because... According to the text of the First Amendment, I can just walk in here and be like, hey, yo, Ian, I'm doing a show, by the way. And just because I'm speaking and I have free speech,
but
right?
But it's private property, which overrides
right.
that.
So they are still allowed under their laws and the Supreme Court case law, which is not the same as the First Amendment itself, but First Amendment case law, to say, okay, well, if we just let everybody in the radio station or everybody in... we're not going to have three parades going at the same time. Like, we're not going to have the Southern Baptist Parade, the Gay Rights Parade, and the Scientology Parade all on the same day on the same street.
That's the time, place, and manner that you're
right.
referring to.
But they can all have a parade. They can't say, oh, well, we're going to give the Southern Baptist a permit, but we're not going to give the Scientologists a permit. But they have to have different days or different streets or something.
And the reason the FCC purportedly is, you know, in existence is because broadcast was limited as far as the spectrum, right? So there's a limited amount of broadcast range that one can broadcast in, and the original excuse for the FCC was, well, we need an office to determine who can broadcast where on this particular band. Now, of course, they've expanded their purview since then into cable television regulations and, you know, all kinds of internet regulations and more. So,
I mean, there are things that the FCC does that I think would or theoretically should hold up, even under current case law, to be held against them. This, I don't think, is one of them.
So then, I mean, you know your stuff when it comes to the law, but you can't speculate on why they haven't brought these
cases to court. I don't know. This is what people tell me why they haven't brought it, but...
They got attorneys.
I don't know why they haven't actually brought it. Well, right, but I'm not talking to the FCC's attorneys. I'm talking to libertarians sitting around guessing why the FCC hasn't brought a lawsuit.
Their legal department must have a reason to not do it.
Right, and it just kind of baffles me what that is,
right.
Because I don't see it.
I would love to know more if you want to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. I hope that the success of Radio Touch Deuce is inspirational to others out there. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial 855 450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm joining you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Hey, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to check out Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and their fees with Dash are so much lower than Bitcoin. I was spending on Bitcoin today over $1.50 to send something.
I just sent Dash for a penny.
I had one lady tell me, now she's new to Bitcoin, this lady, she came to a meetup this week here in Keene, and she wants to send her Bitcoin from her Coinbase wallet to a blockchain wallet because she wants to get it out of Coinbase. And she says they're trying to ask for an $88 fee.
Jeez.
Which I just don't even, I mean, it's just hard to fathom that. So you want affordable fees? Check out Dash at Dash.org. Plus, you can even invest into Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. And it's Dash, where you can help create a better financial system for everyone. So take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. I know we're going to be talking with Joel Valenzuela from Dash Force News later this week. He's going to be one of the speakers at the Austin, Texas Bitcoin Conference. That's happening in Austin. It's called the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be our third year at the conference. We were there for the first and second years as well. They then skipped a year, and now they're back again. So we're looking forward to it.
It's a better pack, huh?
It's just a weekend. You don't have to start packing on Monday.
Okay.
So we're going to be broadcasting from the Texas Bitcoin Conference on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. If you're going to be in Austin and you are interested in cryptocurrencies, this is the place to go. This is where you're going to meet a lot of the movers and the shakers. And sounds like a handful of folks from the Shire, New Hampshire, are going to be present. I believe Bruce Fenton is going to be there as well. And we're actually going to be broadcasting from his conference, which he's doing here in New Hampshire a little bit later on this year. I think it's December 1st, maybe?
It's in that vicinity, yeah.
Early December. Anyway, we're going to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We've been talking a lot about pirate radio here tonight, but also on the way, we've got another ridiculous Florida story for you. Mark, you're going to share a Florida story about a woman who's been cracked down upon for giving diet tips online. But first, we have Cognitive Dissident on the line via Skype. Cognitive Dissident, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark.
Hello. I was listening to the show, I think, from last night when a couple people called in about LSE.
Yeah.
And a couple of the callers gave some information that was not correct.
Oh, really?
Wanted to correct. Yeah.
What was that?
They had said that LSD is found naturally in a mold that grows on rye. That is incorrect.
Really?
LSD is derived from alkaloids produced by the mold ergot that grow on rye. But if you just go and eat some moldy rye, you will poison yourself.
Right. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. But it was discovered on accident, though, wasn't it?
Yes, by Albert Hoffman.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
It was fun, He had a nice bike ride, I believe, during his LSD.
Well, then you can't even be like, oh, I feel like I'm on acid, because that wasn't a thing.
Right, yeah, he didn't know what he was.
So it's just like, oh, well, you're insane now, okay.
Well, no, you don't necessarily go insane from a dose of LSD, but it will definitely expand your mind into regions that you may not have had an experience with prior to that. So I take it, Cognitive Dissident, you know a thing or two about LSD?
A thing or two, yeah.
Okay. were all of our other suggestions good, like have a trip sitter, somebody who's experienced, to be there with you, to make sure you know
what you're getting into?
We can't ever really truly know, but you can research it. You can learn about it. So doing research, like, for instance, arrowid.org, having a good set and setting to where you're in a comfortable place with people that you care about and care about you, yep. And you're not worried.
Okay. Hmm? All very important things.
Excellent. Anything else you wanted to add in?
I guess you were saying that maybe you could be getting something that wasn't LSD, and I just wanted to say that because the the dose of LSD is so low that if you were to take it at least on a blotter, a tiny little blotter.
A blotter, yeah.
The odds that you would get something that would be psychoactive are pretty slim, other than LSD. No, I can't say it's impossible, but it would be pretty slim. More likely you would just get a piece of paper with nothing on it.
Didn't Rich Paul sell, was it 2CI or 2CB? I forget. Does anybody remember Rich Paul, our former co-host here? He went to jail for selling cannabis and what was purported to be acid, but actually tested out as one of the research chemicals, I believe.
Maybe 25I?
Well, he was selling it as what it was, but the prosecutor kept accusing him, kept referring to it as acid.
No,
and
he sold it as acid. He sold it as acid because it was marketed as acid and, you know, I don't know if he knew. I think maybe he did know. I don't remember exactly.
Because I remember him making an issue with the prosecutor saying, like, yes, I sold this, but I just want to make sure you're not accusing me of fraud by saying it was the wrong thing.
Well, I mean, the argument is that acid, I think the argument was that acid can be like a generic term for a psychedelic drug like that. I mean, I think it's a stretch. Yeah. I think
also,
it's a stretch.
2CI and 2CB, the dosage for those is like 20 to 30 milligrams. It would be, you need a pretty big piece of blotter paper to fit
it. Yeah, I mean, so if you're, because acid is measured in micrograms, so if you're taking, even if you're just taking the totally wrong drug, taking a couple of micrograms of something else probably isn't going to hurt you anyway.
Right. I don't know enough to be able to say what form it was being sold in, but supposedly it did not test as LSD, whatever it was. It tested as something else.
I guess it would be 25I.
And is that something that is also available in a very small dose?
No, it's not. I mean, it's. I've seen it on blotter before, but the blotter is 4 or 5 times as big.
As large. Interesting. Hey, thanks for calling with the scientific side of things. I certainly appreciate it. Cognitive, anything else you want to share?
Nope. Have a good evening.
Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, that's what I love about the information age is when you're wrong about something on the radio, we get people calling in to let us know, and I appreciate that because that's how we learn things. A lot of times coming from listeners like you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Dan is in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, Melody.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess I just kind of had a quick question about your guys' own personal philosophy, and then I also, if I have time, I have a suggestion for the show.
All
right. So, basically, what I read this article in the paper the other day, or on the like internet paper, about how in my neighbor state, Iowa, a lot of the people who have been going to the local political meetings have been getting really far left, and I don't know necessarily that to be true, but personally that sort of worries me. And I guess
okay, hold on, before you go on. People who go to all political meetings, meaning that the Republicans are turning into far left?
No, I was talking particularly about the Democratic
meeting. Hang on, we're going to continue in moments. It's Free Talk
Live. Your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We've got Skype, so Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to sound like you're almost sitting here in the studio with us, otherwise you can always call us toll-free, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, what do you like about your Blink home security system the most?
It's you set it and forget it. It takes care of itself. You feel like you've got that comfort of security that you're looking for without having really to do anything to maintain it. When something moves during the time frame that you've set your system for, well, you're going to get a notification.
Well, you don't forget it. In that case, it lets you know. Right, it's still there. It's still operating.
Right, but all I have to do is... I mean, if I know what was moving in the house at that time, then ignore fine. It. Yeah. But if not, then I can check. So I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty handy, and it was super easy to install. You did a system over at your house. We've got one here as well. You get a multicam set up there, and it was easy to connect. You just use your phone and the Wi-Fi on your phone to connect to their box, which then you link in the cameras, and And then it comes, you know, notices come right into your phone.
Yep.
It's really simple. And if Mark can do it, anybody can do it. So you can get yours by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one at blinkprotect.com/FTL like Free Talk Live. Let's go back to Dan. He's in Nebraska. Dan, you were saying something that you'd heard that people at political meetings have been getting more hard left at Democrat meetings?
Yes. I was reading, I think it was Omaha.com, where I was reading something somewhat local. So that's honestly why I guess it must have brought so much alarm to me. But after reading that in the left circles, they've been getting so much harder left, what it made me think inside is, you know, it would be a real shame if, after we get, these nice, you know, libertarian policies in, that those get used to abolish them by people who maybe 20 or 30 years down the road want to have some sort of, far-left Marxist takeover.
Where are libertarian policies being put in place?
Where are they being put in place? Well, I'm going to say that what comes to mind, I guess, is the... they're mostly, I hate to say it, but they're mostly freedoms that are already kind of here, or maybe it's just sort of the, my observing of how, feel like there's a difference in treatment between, you know, people on the right and people on the left nowadays, whereas almost being on the left can get you almost anything you do condoned by the vast majority of people in the media and academia, but it's really not the other way around.
So you're saying there's a discrepancy between how people on the right versus on the left are treated in the media. I'm not sure what that has to do with the
The question kind of threw off my line of questioning. That was actually going to be a question for you, which was, if in the future people who were anti-libertarian were to use the opportunities of freedom that you've given them to turn it back on you and flip it around and take away your freedom, would you say that your efforts have been in naught?
No. I mean, so what you're describing is sort of the way of the world, where if a group gets into power, there's always going to be some other group that's trying to unseat them from that power. Now, libertarians, if they were to actually get into the government, as we've seen happen here in New Hampshire, to some extent... the senator. There's a libertarian senator there in Nebraska. So, anyway, if libertarians were to actually be able to run the government and take it over, supposedly they'd make the government smaller. Now, of course, we know that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, so you shouldn't be surprised when you actually find the libertarians that get elected turn out to be less than principled or corrupted themselves. So it's a real challenge to try to eliminate power structures, but you better believe that people are going to come at you and they're going to try to bring those power structures back. I mean, just look at Colorado, for instance, or Washington State, where even though marijuana is legal, there's still a big prohibitionist push to try to make it illegal again. They want prohibition back. And it doesn't mean that the libertarians were wrong or unsuccessful, or the weed, you know, the cannabis industry is wrong or unsuccessful because they have opposition. You just got to expect that. If you're going to be successful in politics, you are guaranteed to have vehement opposition that is going to come at you in every way they possibly can, including to lie about you and, drag your name through the mud as much as possible, even if it's not true what they're saying about you. They'll do everything they can to fight against you. And it has no bearing on whether or not it was worthwhile or whether or not you should have done those things. I mean, the reason why we do what we do, even in the face of utter failure, I mean, because libertarians have been failing over and over again for a long time, is because it's the right thing to do, is because libertarian viewpoint, the non-aggression principle, is a moral principle to not aggress against your neighbors and other people in society. Leave people alone. Let them be who they want to be. I don't think it's in any way an indictment, but that's my answer. Do you guys want to weigh in?
I'm unsurprised that the liberals are having some successes where you are. I mean, the Bernie phenomenon was huge, and it makes perfectly good sense that the Bernie people would want to get you know, more involved in the Democratic campaigns and get their ideas you know, move forward. To me, it's sad that all the Ron Paul people decided that now it's immoral to vote. Of course, this is you know, this is leftist thinking from the early 20th century. They can't logic their way out of a brown paper bag on it. But
all the Ron Paul people?
No, there's a lot of Ron Paul people that either A, sat back and licked their wounds, or B, decided
to 2016.
No.
Well, we didn't. All the Ron Paul people weren't exactly solid converts, so I don't know if that's a fair comparison necessarily.
There are a lot of Ron Paul people that went from "Yay, Ron Paul" to "Voting's immoral," and you know, how they got there is beyond me.
But you said all of them. What percentage of them did?
All these Ron Paul people doesn't mean all the Ron Paul people.
Okay.
Okay.
So it means
all the Ron Paul people.
So when you say all, you mean some
non-voters.
When you say all, you mean some Ron Paul people, of which how many you don't know?
Of course not.
Okay, got it. Just wanted to make sure we're clear.
Did the Ron Paul movement really change anything in America?
Yeah, there's a lot of new libertarians because of Ron Paul.
Yeah, some of them have picked up and moved to New Hampshire.
They sure have.
Almost no solutions for libertarians because working together where you are isn't very effective. It's been tried over and over again. Moving for the Free State Project is very, you know, it's difficult. It takes a huge commitment.
Well, not everybody moves here for the Free State Project. Some people are moving as part of a larger New Hampshire freedom migration where people, the Free State Project is one part of a larger migration. You don't have to, if you're not a joiner, you can just, you know, like, you can just move to New Hampshire.
I don't mean to diminish that by any stretch. Yeah. It's just that what I see from the Bernie people is either burnout or getting involved in their party locally. They already have an established party locally wherever they're going, mm-hmm. so they've got something to work with. Whereas the Ron Paul people, what are they going to do? In many cases, they just get so angry that they come up with the solution that voting's immoral.
Well, they tried to take over the Republican Party, and then they were, you know, turned away at every possible step. They had the Republicans make rules against them to prevent them from participating in their primaries and things like that. Melanie, did you want to weigh in on Dan's question about is it worth it?
So as to the way he originally phrased it, or phrased it later, I think, I'm not sure how someone is going to use non-aggression against me. Because you said, what if they use it against me? And so, like, that... I'm not trying to be asinine, but that's kind of a non-concept. But as far as all the pushback and we're being fought against, well, of course. I'm sorry.
An example, like try to maybe make myself a little bit more specific in an example.
Please. Okay.
Okay, so I only really two come to mind personally right now, but it would either be that A, what if the lack of, I don't want to say maybe like policing, would empower Antifa to the point where, you know, leftist mobs could be something to fear in the future? Or B, what if you open the borders and a bunch of people who didn't believe...
Hold that thought. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Control of the airwaves, toll free, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Mark, let's get an update on hope.freetalklive.com. What's going on and what is it?
Well, it is a effort to build an orphanage in Gingy, Uganda. We are about, I think, somewhere around $700 from completion of the campaign.
Does that mean that if our listeners donate $700 or if our listeners donate a third of $700 because there's double matching?
If our listeners donate $700.
So we're $2,100.
In that vicinity,
okay,
yeah.
Below.
And, that's all we need to finish the funding for this this great orphanage.
That's doable.
Yep. 40 kids will have a place to sleep, to get washed up, to go to school, a little place to keep their stuff. And really, I'm not saying they deserve it because I don't believe in the term deserve, but I'd like them to have it. And, my life here comparatively is so much better than what these kids are starting off with. So if you want to help me finish this up, please go to hope.freetalklive.com. We're taking all kinds of different donations, whether it's in cryptocurrency or PayPal or GoFundMe. It's up to you. It's hope.freetalklive.com. And your donation will be matched by both Jax.io and GetCell411.com, meaning that $100 becomes $300.
Pretty awesome. Let's go back to Dan in Nebraska. Dan, you've asked some interesting questions here tonight. That's why we held you over through the break there. You were just talking about libertarians. If libertarians actually have political success to the point where they get their ideas through, they get rid of, let's say, the government police, and we have market-based protection services instead, you'd ask the question of, what about Antifa? What if they come along and start causing trouble, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was that kind of essentially what you were asking?
That was one of the examples I gave.
So Antifa and immigration. And so for the most part, the government protects, to the extent they protect anybody, they protect everybody, whether they're guilty or not, of either a crime or actual aggression. I have actually been in law school classes where they talked about the theory of punishment, and they said that one of the There's four or five reasons they listed off, and one of them explicitly in some Supreme Court cases, some of the longer Supreme Court cases, explicitly say this, that one of the reasons why the state punishes people, either through jail or capital punishment, is to stave off kind of vigilante justice. So the state kind of makes this implicit bargain with the population, okay, if you refrain from protecting yourself from the actual bad guys, then we'll have this weird system that kind of locks them up sometimes and does all kinds of just weird extraneous things. So the justice system, even sometimes by its own admission, exists very much to protect the bad guys from the people who would defend themselves and defend bystanders. So if you get rid of that system, that's actually good for the innocent people. But
meaning that if some Antifa person attacks you without the government so-called justice system...
Yeah, you don't have to worry about passing a background check, getting arrested, going to jail. You could just take care of that. And, I mean, Antifa tends to attack people in places like schools and in places that are otherwise defense-free zones, gun-free zones.
Yeah, has that ever happened where they've attacked people in New Hampshire? I've never heard about it.
Oregon,
that would surprise me a lot.
Or a place where open carry is legal. I'm just thinking that Antifa, least of our problems around
here.
Yeah,
I mean, Antifa is not a threat, and especially in the absence of the state. I mean, have you looked at some of these pictures? Like, these people can't even punch. They're going to break their thumb. Like, they're not really that, and they're really not a threat if you're allowed to defend yourself. I mean, they're just not. As far as immigration, so in the
absence... The other question was, what about open borders? You know, bad, evil socialists could come in.
Right.
Was that the question?
Well, they can now.
Yeah.
Caller? That was the question.
I know that they can now, but, I mean, at least with the system we have now, we could try to work to prevent that.
You mean by creating a police state?
Not necessarily by creating a police state, but just basically making the background checks involved, making sure there's no...
But what if I don't want a background check?
So they've had 200 years to tweak the system, and they haven't got it to the point where it's working to anyone's satisfaction.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who knows about government should know that anything the government tries, they're failing miserably
at. In the absence of the state, though, everything's privately owned, and any land that is currently state-allegedly owned land would be homesteadable. So, and then you wouldn't have government regulations, government protectionism. So you wouldn't have a welfare state to come to.
And we're
so
also talking about...
If these people weren't productive, then there would be no welfare state to come leech off of.
No one would want
them. If they are productive and they are acting decently, then who cares? Let them come in.
The fear is that they're going to bring their socialist ways and recreate a government, right? Isn't that the fear, Dan?
Well, it wouldn't even be at the point where the government's gone. If we... the borders being opened would be something that would happen before any of the other libertarian things would happen. So I would assume that before you even get to that stage, you would have so many left-wing voters that you'd be kind of like California.
What makes you believe that people who immigrate are left-wing?
Because after California gave those illegals amnesty, they never went red again.
Yeah, so I think that there's some argument for this, and it's pretty clear that Republicans have alienated the Hispanic vote.
I mean, you think it might be because they call them illegals, like that?
Over and over again. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget that in Texas, Mexicans voted for George W. Bush resoundingly for governor, and then again in 2000 for president. Prior to this, when Republicans lost their mind on 9/11, right? Like, everybody Brown's got to die. It's a good thing Canada wasn't full of brown people. They'd invaded that too.
Mm.
But after that happened, you know, it just went bananas. They took socially conservative people, i.e. Chicanos, Mexican immigrants, you know, these kind of people, people of Hispanic heritage, and they alienated them. It's phenomenal the way the Republican Party turned that into a disaster.
Wouldn't that shouldn't affect anybody, because if Rothbard rose from the dead, walked in here, and told me to F off, I'm not going to become a statist. That is not a good reason to change your mind on anything.
Well, I mean, so I can understand why somebody would...
conservatives in the first place.
Well, but I could understand why somebody who was being called names, you know, being called an illegal simply because they've come, you know, they might be brown or whatever.
But
that's
completely irrelevant to the question of, is this moral set the right way to act, or is this moral set the right way to act? That is completely irrelevant.
Well, we know that the Republicans and Democrats don't have...
factors.
But the Republicans and Democrats don't have moral sets. I mean, they are using violence against whoever it is that they want to gain their political strength.
Well, they don't have moral sets that we agree with.
Hold on.
It's still a moral system.
We can hash immigration out in the next hour. I want to talk about immigration into a free state. So here, if libertarians in New Hampshire have some success in creating a more free place, presumably the economy will zoom past 49 other states. Is that correct?
It should.
Okay. In that time period, if libertarians don't change the Constitution, because I'm going to presume they have not dismantled the state entirely and doesn't become some, you know, anarchist no-go zone or whatever, then they will have to somehow change the Constitution to the point that it makes it so difficult to pass some new law that if all these people who are coming here for prosperity, i.e. people like people who come across you know, the southern border of the United States for more prosperity, they don't come with political principles. They don't say America is you know, provides a better way of living because of its government, and then they vote for that government. They, you know, they want handouts in many cases. So you've got to set the system up before it gets so prosperous that people come looking for more and more money and better places to live and that kind of thing. Mm. Otherwise, it will be impossible, and you'll just have Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, in the presence of the state, the incentive is, if you're coming from someplace poorer to someplace richer, to support the state welfare systems. So as long as you have those, the incentive is going to be vote for welfare, but, and most people are amoral anyway, because it is better for you personally, because you can come with no real valid or relevant skill sets, no assets. I mean, you're not even otherwise a horrible person, you just have no money by U.S. standards or by New Hampshire standards. Everybody looks exceedingly rich to you by what you're used to. So the incentive for you, from an amoral standpoint, is to just vote for welfare. So with immigration in the presence of a state, that's what's going to happen. So as long as you have a state...
Are you saying there should be closed borders?
As long as you have a state, it doesn't surprise me that immigrants vote for welfare.
Well, most immigrants don't vote because it's not legal for them to vote, but the illegal ones.
Illegal, yeah. I mean, there's lots of immigrants to vote.
I'm talking about the so-called illegal ones. And, you know, you can't blame somebody for wanting to not listen to whatever the viewpoint of an individual might be if they've already called them names earlier in the conversation. Thanks,
Dan,
for your call.
Well, yeah, but then you're not being logical.
Thanks, Dan, for your call tonight.
Surprise.
That's okay.
Humans aren't logical.
Yeah, people are emotionally driven. If you insult somebody, they're not going to listen to you. More coming up here. It's...
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.